This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، نبينا وقدوتنا محمد عليه أفضل الصلاة وأزكى التسليم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا ما علمتنا وزدنا علما يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Everybody, welcome to Beginning Classical Arabic. And here we go. This lesson is all about feminine forms, feminine subject pronouns, feminine object pronouns, and feminine possessive pronouns. Previously, we had learned the masculine forms, and we had observed that the masculine forms, as in many languages across the world, are used not just for exclusively male groups, but also for groups of mixed gender. So in Arabic, as in other languages, if you are using a feminine form, it shows exclusive femininity, right? It shows that you are dealing with a group that is exclusively feminine. There are no males as part of the group. And so we have an example here. It says, أنت المبتدأ في كل من الجمل الآتية. Change the subject of each of the following sentences to make it feminine. We have an example. أأنتم طلاب. This is a جملة اسمية. مبتدأ خبر. Are you all students? In common English, we would say, are you students? And what they want us to do is to turn it into the feminine. أَنْتُنَّ طَالِبَاتٌ. So here, we had to change the subject pronoun. أَنْتُمْ to أَنْتُنَّ. Okay, so we have in the first question, أَنْتُمْ مُدَرِّسُونَ. Are you all teachers? And that could be all men or a group of men and women. And so if we were converting this into the exclusively feminine form, we would have أَنْتُنَّ. Okay, I'm going to use shorthand here. Okay. Because in Arabic, the shorthand is with lines and carrots instead of dots. And dots take a little bit too long. أَنْتُنَّ. And what's the sound? This is a sound masculine plural, مُدَرِّسُون. What would the sound feminine plural of مُدَرِّسُون be? مُدَرِّسَات. مُدَرِّسَات. Very good. أَنْتُمْ. Next one. أَطِبَّاءُ. All you, are you doctors? And of course we would have أَنْتُنَّ, the sound masculine feminine for أَطِبَّاءُ, which is طَبِيبَات. Notice here we have a couple interesting things going on. Right, so طُلَّابٌ was a broken plural, a جَمْعُ تَكْسِير, but it comes from that's the masculine singular, طالب. If you go to the feminine singular, طالبتن, right? This is a different singular, and so we get a sound feminine plural from that singular, right? So it's not a foregone conclusion, let's say, that just because a masculine singular goes to the broken plural, that it's going to be the same in the feminine. No, the feminine singular can go to the sound feminine plural, and a masculine singular can go to a broken plural. It doesn't have to go to a sound masculine singular. Here, the second example, or I should say the first actual problem, is sound masculine plural, mudarrisun, and that goes to the sound feminine plural, mudarrisatun, mudarrisatun. Here, we start out with a broken plural, that is mamnu' min as-sarf, atibba'u for masculine, and we are finding ourselves with another sound feminine plural, tabibatun. Good. Number three, a'antum ikhwatun hamidun, or excuse me, ikhwatu hamidin. Are you all brothers of Hamid, right? We notice that this is a possessive construction. Because someone could say, a beginning Arabic learner could say, how do we know that we're not calling or we're not talking to Hamid? A'antum ikhwatun, a'antum ikhwa, ya Hamid. If we say it like that without the harakat, then it's ambiguous. It could mean, are you all brothers, Hamid? Like we're talking to Hamid. Or it could be, a'antum ikhwa, ya Hamid. Are you all brothers of Hamid? Right. So we require the harakat in order to distinguish between the two. We see that ikhwatun is a noun that does not have alif lam, and it does not have tanween. The tanween has been taken away, and we only have one dhamma. So that's our first hint. This is ma'rifa, but it's ma'rifa by it being possessed. What's it possessed by? Hamid. And the giveaway here is the kasratan, the two kasras on the end of hamidin. So the relationship between these two words is mudaf mudaf ilay, is a possessive relationship. Ikhwatu hamidin, brothers of Hamid. Are you all brothers of Hamid? So we're going to have to change that into feminine. A'antunna. Think now. Ikhwatun is the plural of akhun. So the singular is ukhtun. What's the plural of ukhtun? Akhawatu. We don't need to change Hamid to a feminine name. It's not necessary. Hamidin. There should be a space here. That's not intentional. I think the pen did that to me. Akhawatu Hamidin. Are you all Hamid's sisters? And finally, we have antum muslimun. That's the same exact sort of thing as mudarrisun. Antunna muslimatun. And that concludes 1 through 4. The exercise continues on the next page. We've crossed over to page 89. MashaAllah. Antum a'mamu mahmudin. Okay, a'mam is the plural of am. And we remember no parking for uncles. Right, that's one of the Google Translate mistranslations or translation fails that I saw in Medina. All right, a'mam is not the plural of am. Right, am with a shadda on the meme is uncle, paternal uncle, whereas am, right, that is general, and the plural of am, or we should say the masdar, is umum. Whereas the plural of ammun is a'mam. Right? So no general parking or no public parking would use umum and not a'mam. Anyway, antum a'mamu mahmudin. Again, the same sort of ambiguity would come here if we did not have the harakat, which is why it's important when you're learning Arabic to always pronounce the harakat. Antum a'mamu. We only have one dhamma. That's our hint. Here's an ism. No alif lam, no tanween. What's coming next? Mahmudin. This is kasra. It's in the genitive case, majrur. And so this is a mudaf mudaf ilay relationship, a possessive relationship. This is, are you all the uncles of Mahmud? Okay. So now we have to work backwards. If we want to say a'antun, we're going to ask for the paternal aunts of Mahmud. And so the paternal aunt is Ammatun. Yeah, something interesting that's going on here where it is kind of flattening out my annotation. Just want to see if there's any. I'll have to look into those settings later because it's kind of not showing the finer, sharper angles of my writing. So Ammatun is singular for paternal aunt, and so it's just simply going to be Ammatun. Yes. Sound feminine plural. So Ammatu Mahmudin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is Musarrat. Welcome. I'll have you do the last two since I did 1 through 5 already.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sorry for joining late.
No worries. So what we're doing here, this particular exercise, we're converting the masculine plural to the feminine plural. Right? So the previous example I had done, أَأَنْتُمْ أَعْمَامُ مُحَمَّدٍ becomes أَأَنْتُنَّ عَمَّاتُ مَحْمُودٍ. The noun is getting converted into feminine, and the subject pronoun is also getting converted into feminine. So go ahead and try to tackle number 6.
بنات. أَأَنْتُمْ بَنَاتُ الْمُدِيرِ.
Very good. Very good.
Antul Aba is father, right?
Yes.
Ummahatullabi.
Fantastic. Exactly. So two things being changed there. The subject pronoun antum to antunna, and the ism from abna'u and aba'u to banatu and ummahatu. And I had pointed out before about how notice that many of the masculine forms will end up in a broken plural, right? But that doesn't necessitate that the feminine forms are going to end up in any sort of broken plural. All of the feminine forms end up in a sound feminine plural, right? So the difference between these two are somewhat different because they have different root words from bint to ibn and eb to But take, for example, a'mamu, which is the plural of ammun, right? The feminine singular is ammatun. It's the same exact word, just with a tamarbuta. And yet, just the addition of that tamarbuta ends up with a sound feminine plural. Whereas this word, the singular masculine, ends up in a broken plural, a'mamu. Good. حول الضميرة في كل من الجمل الآتية كما هو موضح في المثال. Okay, we'll break down the instructions since we've got the leisure of time tonight. حول يحول is a form two verb, right, with a doubled middle letter. فعل يفعل تفعيل. And so حول يحول means to convert or to change. Right, to transform.
In all the sentences.
Yes. Dhamir is a pronoun. Yep. So how would Dhamir literally means the hidden, right? But it's used for pronouns. Mm-hmm. If something is madmur, it is hidden. Mm-hmm. Yep, in each of the following sentences. Kama huwa muwaddahun. This is the ism maf'ul of وضح يوضح توضيح to clarify. كما هو موضح as it is clarified في المثال as it is clarified in the example.
Okay. So the example is أين بيتكم يا إخوان أين بيتكن يا أخوات. So basically make it feminine.
Yes.
Okay. أين مدرستكم يا إخوان أين مدرستو Madrasatu is madrasatu.
Why not?
It's a class.
Madrasa is not a class. Oh. That's it. It's the whole thing. It's the whole school.
Okay, so anyway, it won't change. So it'll just be Aina madra, Aina madrasatu kunna ya akhawat.
Yes, very good.
Mata akhtibaru kunna. Mata akhtibaru kunna ya akhawat.
Yes, good.
Ahadi.
Okay, nice. I tried to catch you. They failed.
So Ammu is uncle, right?
Yes, Ammu is paternal uncle. Ammatun.
Okay, so khalatu kunna ya.
Well, you don't have to necessarily go to maternal.
Okay.
You can go to paternal aunt. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, Ammu kunna ya akhawat.
Good.
Abitukun abitukun
baitu bait.
Oh, is a question. Sorry.
Yeah.
Abitukunna qaribun ya akhawat.
Very good. Yeah.
Fi ayyi shahrin ikhtibarukum ya fi ayyi shahrin fi ayyi shahrin ikhtibarukunna ya akhawat.
Excellent. Mashallah, very good. Any questions about those at all?
No.
Okay, mashallah. Fairly straightforward. And the only difference, you see the utility of this book and how they did it. Now here, it was simpler sentences working on the subject pronouns. Now they've isolated the possessive pronouns.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so they're running us through one by one, as opposed to mixing them and matching them from the beginning. Yeah, give it a shot. Read it and try to translate it without looking.
Amakin is like makan.
Yes.
Al khaliyati.
Mm-hmm.
Blank.
Yep.
Fill in the blanks. Fima. In what? Yali. I don't know yali.
Yali is fima. Yali is what like the following. Another way to say following.
Okay. Fill in the following blanks. Dhamiran munasiban. Suitable pronouns. Lil mukhatab. Mukhatab means personal. Personal pronouns. Right. Like addressing pronouns.
Second person.
Oh, okay. Second pronoun. Second
mukhatab. Because a khutbah. Right? There's like
Mukhatab is the one addressed.
That's right. Mukhatab is the one who's being addressed.
Okay.
Okay. Good.
Okay. So antum Muslim. Muslimun.
Yes, good.
Marido. Anti marido.
Very good. Yeah.
Antun tabibatun.
Very good. Yeah.
Tujar. Antum tujarun.
Mm-hmm.
Bint al mudir. Anti bint al mudir.
Yeah, it's mudarris, but yes.
No.
Anti bint al mudarris.
Sorry, mudarras. Sorry.
No worries. It's the you got all the hard stuff right.
Awad Abbas. Antun akhawatu.
Mm-hmm.
Abbas. Sin.
Yes. Mudaf mudaf ilay. Very good.
Antum tulab.
Very good. So again, fairly straightforward. So they went back and they are stressing the subject pronouns as opposed to the possessive pronouns. However, this time they're making you fill in the front end, right? Before they were having you kind of focus on the back end. They were also having you, adjust the subject pronouns, but they were really focusing on converting the khabar of those jumal ismiya, right? Now they're focusing on the front end of the subject pronouns. Okay. What's ba?
Fill.
Ba is like place.
Oh.
Right. So if you say wada'a, right? Allah in Surah Al-Rahman, wada'a al-mizan, right? Allah placed or, little bit stronger than placed, like established.
Or... also وضعتها.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Like to, it sounds like to place her child, right? The mother of Mary, in Surah Al-Imran. But it has, the literal meaning comes back to like to put something.
Okay. Right? So put in the places, the blank places. In the following sentences,
yes.
Pronouns متصلاً للمخاطب. Again, مخاطب is second person.
Yep.
But متصل is joined.
It is literally it means the connected pronouns or the joined pronouns. For us in English grammar, it means the
attached second person pronoun.
Right. That's the literal meaning. For us, we would probably say it's the possessive pronouns, right? Because in English, we don't differentiate between attached or not attached. Like we differentiate between subject, possessive, and object.
Yeah, actually, there's no concept, I guess, of attached.
Right, because all the letters are detached. Yeah, exactly. And notice here how al-jumal al-atiya filled in for what was in the previous exercise, fima yali. Right, so fima yali and al-atiya mean the same thing. The only difference is that fima yali is general, like in what follows, right? Whereas fil jumal al-atiya, using al-atiya, makes you be a little bit more specific. You have to say fil jumal al-atiya in the following sentences. Okay. So that's the only little difference.
Oh, okay, so like fima yali means what's below.
In what follows.
Like amma bad.
Yeah.
Okay. Aina baytu. So it's ikhwan. So ikhwan. Aina baytukum ya ikhwan. Ahada Hamid. Ahada kitabuk ya Hamidun. جميلة يا ليلى. Okay. ساعتي جميلة يا ليلى.
You're saying my watch is beautiful, isn't it, Layla?
Oh, ساعتك ساعتك.
Yeah, there you go.
ساعتك جميلة يا ليلى.
Well, that would be pretty funny, though. Like, oh, my watch is beautiful. Isn't it, Layla? Right?
Fishing for compliments.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is who, ya akhawat. Man abukunna ya akhawat.
Good.
Ya akhi. Masmuk ya akhi. Masmuka ya akhi. Ya ukti. Masmuki ya ukti.
Very good.
Fil bayti ya banatu. Ammukunna.
Is it Emma? They have a female slave or is it
Ammukunna fil bayti ya banatu.
There you go.
Ya ikhwan. Ma as Ma'ukum ya ikhwan.
Very good. And we pointed out this before, but it bears repeating. There's just because a word in its singular form starts with a hamzatul wasl does not necessitate that its plural form also start with a hamzatul wasl. The plural of ism is asma, and ism singular starts with a hamzatul wasl, and the plural asma'u starts with a hamzatul qata'. Very good. Any questions?
No questions, alhamdulillah.
Okay, we're rolling.
Okay, ta means place in the blanks. Fill in the blanks. Fima yali, that follow. Pronouns, suitable pronouns. Mutakallam, addressing. Like, ya mutakallam. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Calling.
Yeah, good. Mutakallim is the technical term for the first person. So we have, we say first person is mutakallim, and the second person is mukhatab, and the third person is al-ghaib. Literally, the speaker, the addressed, and the absent. Literally. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I don't even have to write that all out.
Ana muslimun.
Yes.
Nahnu muslimuna.
Good.
Ana muslimatun. Nahnu muslimat. Nahnu banatul mudiri. Ana ibnul mudarrisi.
And I'm just going to pick on you because you're, mashallah, doing great. Mudarrisi. Make sure that the ra has the... Yep.
Nahnu tulab. Ana marida. Maridatun.
Fantastic. And the only point... Yes, that's okay. And good job. So what they're trying to hammer home here by listing this exercise, which seems way easier than the previous several exercises, is that in the mutakallim, you don't have to worry about gender.
At least
on the front end, right? Mm-hmm. As far as the subject pronouns, ana, nahnu, it's always...
Only the number.
Yes, exactly. You only have to worry about number, whereas second and third person, that's when you have to worry about gendering your pronouns.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. As now we have a lot of discussion now in the West about gendered pronouns, right? And what your pronouns are. Right? So say in the first person in Arabic, we don't have to gender our pronouns. Okay, what else did I want to point out? Oh yeah, just the declination of al mutakallim. So we get takallama, right? Is the root. Kallama is form two, right? كَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا. That's form two. If you add a ta to the beginning of that form, it's a different form. Honestly, I can't remember the number, if it's 5, 6, or 7. They all kind of run together for me. But تَكَلَّمَ, like تَنَزَّلَ, right? In Surah Al-Qadr, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. تَنَزَّلُ. The actual origin of that word is تَتَنَزَّلُ. But it's permissible if you have repeating ta's in this form, it's permissible in Arabic grammar to delete the first ta.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it's actually a mudari' verb, it's a present tense verb. But for phonetic reasons, the repeating ta, it's the first ta is deleted. تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةَ وَالرُّوحِ. Right? Okay, so here, so this is that form. Okay, تَكَلَّمَ is actually, that ta is not part of conjugation. It's not a mudari' verb. This is actually a past tense verb. This is the madhi form. Takallama. And the meaning of this verb form that it communicates is something that is done almost like reflexively, right? It's something that is not necessarily, it can be done to oneself, but let's say this, whereas speaking could put more emphasis and attention on the object of the speech or the intent of the speech or where the speech is directed to. تكلم puts more emphasis and attention on the fact that that person is speaking themselves. Easy example of this is علم, right? علم is to know, right? علم. علم القرآن. If you double the middle letter, it becomes to teach, right? It becomes transitive. تعلم is to learn. Okay? So these are all past tense verbs. علم is knowing, right? The internal state of kind of like helping yourself know is تعلم, right? Learning. Right, so it's different from to know something, which is passive, and ta'allama is like to do something to yourself that's more active to get you to that state. Right, so that's kind of the connotation of this particular verb form, and so it goes takallama, yatakallamu in the mudari'. The masdar from this form is takallum, and the اسم فاعل is متكلم. Right, that's where we get it. The ism fa'al is mutafa'il, whatever it is. Muta'allim, the learner. Mutakallim, the speaker. Right, okay. et cetera. So, okay. Read and write. Okay, there. This is something we saw previously, but they're going to re-emphasize it. Iqra waktub. Go ahead, just read them out loud and we'll just point out a couple of things.
ذهب أبي إلى القاهرة قبل أسبوع.
Good.
ذهب, he went. My father went to Cairo before, I forget this.
Good. Okay, so this is the Arabic backwards for English speakers of what is ago. Ago. So أسبوع is a week. So qabla usbu'in is literally before ago. 1 week, and figuratively a week ago.
A week ago. متى خرجت من الفصل يا محمد؟ When خرجت.
خرجت.
خرجت is a female, right?
Yeah. It's not خرجت. And the context, see, now they're taking off the training wheels.
Kharajtu.
Kharajtu. Ya Muhammad.
Fa'ala, fa'alu. Fa'al. Mata kharajta.
Yeah, he's talking to Muhammad, right? What gives it away is the harf on nida.
Yeah, okay. So, oh Muhammad, when did you leave the class?
Yeah.
خرجت بعد الدرس. I left after class, obviously. Right.
Okay, good. Well, we say like, when did you leave the classroom? And maybe this is an accusation, right? Maybe it's like, did you leave early? You know, like, no, I left after class. Don't worry. Let's dive just a little bit deeper into these two. So break down example one for me. What type of sentence is this?
It's a jumla fi'liya.
Good. What are the parts of jumla fi'liya?
Fa'il.
Yeah.
Maful.
Good. Okay. Where's the fi'l?
Zahaba.
Good. Where's the fa'il?
Abi.
Yep, and then the maful is, you see how this is a prepositional phrase. Prepositional phrase, إِلَى الْقَاهِرَةِ قَبْلَ أُسْبُوعٍ. And we got a nice little time stamp on there in the end. Okay, but this is the فِي مَحَالِ الْمَفْعُولِ. Good. Okay, two, what do we got here?
Same thing.
Yes, good.
خَرَجْتَ is the verb.
Okay, where's the فَاعِل?
يا محمد. محمد is the fa'il.
No. This is extra. We don't need يا محمد.
So the fa'il is the one who did the kharajta.
Yeah.
But that's Muhammad.
Yeah, but it's additional to something else that precedes it, which indicates who did it, which is in this case the ta. If you go to any.
Oh, so you mean it's built in.
Right. So if you go to any classical book of grammar, they're going to say that the verb is kharaja and that the fa'il is the ta, right? Which is very counterintuitive for an English speaker. And then they'll say that because Muhammad is at the end. And so it would break the normal order, right? The normal sentence order is fi'il, fa'il, maf'ul, right? And so Muhammad, are you going to put the fa'il way at the end? Is it fi'il, maf'ul, fa'il? You can do that in certain scenarios, but the fa'il is right there. You, right? When did you go? And then you're simply adding ya Muhammad for emphasis or for, you know, style or whatever. Min al-fasli, another prepositional phrase. Kharajtu, an even better example. There's no ya Muhammad. He doesn't say ana. Ana, Muhammad, kharajtu. No. Kharaja is the fi'l. The tu is the fa'il. Ba'da darsi is the prepositional phrase. That stands in for the mafood. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go number three.
ذهبت إلى المسجد قبل
ذهبت
okay.
You really like the singular feminine. And with good reason. I mean, yeah. There you go. Yeah, it's tricky because Arabic forces you to scan ahead and go back. Like reading English is like following like this. Reading Arabic is like a yo-yo almost, because how would you know? You wouldn't know. You're right. You're 100%. You look at this word by itself without jumping ahead. You have no idea if it's the habta, the habtu, the habet. But from the context of the rest of the sentence, you know, then you figure out, oh, it can only be the habtu. Good.
Okay. So the habtu is the verb.
Right.
And two is the file.
Yep.
And the rest of it is.
Yeah, it's pretty much the exact same thing as number one, except just with a bamir as the fa'il, as opposed to abi.
Mata dhahaba ammuki ila al-irar ila al-riyadi ya amina tu. When did your uncle go to Riyadh, amina? Dhahaba قبل شهر. He went good. A month ago.
Good.
So the first sentence, ذهب is the verb and عمكي is the فاعل. And then the rest is the مفعول. And ذهب is the verb and then the fatha is the file.
Here's what they're going to say in the books of Arabic grammar. They're going to say that the fa'il is a dhamir mustatir, which means a hidden.
Okay. Oh, sitir.
Yeah, exactly. Mustatir. Okay. Right? A dhamir mustatir. Mustatir. And the stand-in, or what's implied, is huwa.
Right. Okay.
So that's what they're saying is the hidden pronoun. Right.
Okay.
So dhahaba huwa qabla shahrin, but it's not there. Dhahaba qabla shahrin.
Okay. Aqbala salati dhahabta.
Aqbala? Is it aqbala?
Oh, sorry. أقبل صلاتي ذهبت إلى المطعم. Oh, did you go to the restaurant before prayer? لا ذهبت بعد صلاتي. No, I meant after the prayer.
Yeah, ذهبت. Right.
Sorry.
Yeah. It's okay. Yeah, no. You see, there's a little bit of an.
It's the opposite of yours. I use feminine for everything.
Yeah, mashallah. Well, I guess, you know, the different scenarios, it makes sense. This is a funny, you know, a little funny exchange here. It's almost like another accusation. It's like, you didn't go to the restaurant before the prayer, did you? No, relax. I went after the prayer.
So if I had to say this, I would have actually said, أذهبت إلى المطعم قبل الصلاة.
أذهبت؟
Yeah, I would. Adhabta. Adhabta ila al-mat'ami qabla salati is what I would have said.
Oh, right. I see what you're saying. Yes. And notice how that brings up another point, which is notice what's emphasized, right? You can tell that from the way that the question is worded, that it's sort of an accusation, right? Because what's immediately adjacent to the, qabla salati.
Was it before the prayer that you mentioned?
Yes, exactly. Which is a little bit like disbelief, right? Dhahabta ila al-mat'ami, because we could put ila al-mat'ami dhahabta qabla salah, right? Like was it
go to the restaurant before prayer, because
yeah,
it's like I know you went somewhere.
Exactly.
Okay.
Or dhahabta anta, we can even do that in Arabic if you add an additional subject pronoun, you can emphasize, was it you that went? It's like, I saw someone go. أذهبت أنت إلى المطعم قبل الصلاة؟ Or قبل الصلاة إلى المطعم؟ But yeah, the way that the sentence is worded, shots are fired. I mean, like, قبل الصلاة ذهبت إلى المطعم؟ اتق الله. Right? It's like, how could you have gone to the restaurant before prayer? You gotta miss the prayer. Like, no, don't worry. Don't worry, it was after the prayer. Okay, so we've reached, yeah, you have any questions?
No, alhamdulillah.
Okay, so this is pretty much the end of the chapter. So we have a little bit of a rundown here of everything, a summary. Aina dhahabta ya akhi. That's the feminine, that's the masculine singular second person form. And they're saying, Aina dhahabti ya ukhti, right? Mm-hmm. So that's the conjugation for second person singular feminine. Okay. Aina dhahabtum ya ikhwani, that's second person plural. Aina dhahabtunna ya akhawati, that is second person feminine plural. And then look, we have the entire mutakallim here.
Ana dhahabu, nahnu dhahabna.
Exactly. So they're stressing again that point that in the first person, we do not differentiate for gender. First person is easy.
In these last two examples, they didn't need the pronoun.
No. You talk about, oh, ana dhahabtu ya nahnu. No, you're right. You would, and that's not a natural Arabic sentence. That would only be in cases of extreme emphasis, like, for example, the sorts of different ways we were playing with the word order in the previous question. Mm-hmm. If someone had asked, a'anta dhahabta, or a'dhahabta anta, mm-hmm. you could say, nam, ana dhahabtu, mm-hmm. right? As an emphasis sort of thing, if you're doubling down on it, it's like, you're darn right I did, because I am a musafir and I already prayed Jama' wa Qasr and I don't have to worry about it. Don't accuse me of anything. Yeah. You can really emphasize the fact that it was you. Okay. But all things being equal, that's not a very natural sort of Arabic construction. Mm-hmm. The new words that Kareem Matu Jadidu.
Vocab.
Yes, vocab. Qabla. Which before, is before. Father, or also, let's think of it as a go, right? It's also a go in the way that they use it.
In behind.
Yes. Yeah.
Ba'da, after. Mm-hmm. Kaifa, how. Mata, when. Al usbu' is that a week?
Yep.
Al shahr is a month.
Good.
Al adhan is the call to prayer. Al salatu is the verb. Raja'un. Return.
Very good. Yeah.
Iftibar is test.
Very good. Ad-damar al-munfasila. So munfasila is the opposite of muttasila. Muttasila is attached pronouns, and munfasila is detached, separate pronouns, however we would want to say that. But we wouldn't say that in English. We would say the muttasila are either object pronouns or possessive pronouns.
Yeah.
Whereas the munfasila are subject pronouns, okay? These are your subject pronouns. Lil mufrad, singular. Lil jama,
huwa. Huwa qalibun, hum qalabun. Hiya qalibatun, hunna qalibatun.
So there's your third person.
Anta qalibun, antum qalabun. Anti qalibatun. Antunna talibatun. Ana talibun. Nahnu talibun. Ana talibatun. Nahnu talibatun. So they're just showing you how the subject pronoun changes.
Yes.
For different numbers and genders.
Yes, and they're giving you everything in a nice little table here. So you got the third person here, all the third person forms. Second person here, all the second person forms, and the first person, and they're the same, but they just want to demonstrate that to you.
Right.
Okay, and that is the end of that lesson. Any questions? Okay, we're out of time. Okay, see you next class, inshallah ta'ala. Barakallahu feekum wa jazakum khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.